Blog Talk Radio.
Back to that question. Down with DDP is not the kind of segment that you can speak about. It's something you gotta see. And anybody knows Diamond Dallas Page, they know I'm always prepared. So JR, how'd you like to get down with DDP? Right here? Of course you would. Down with DDP is gonna be one of those segments.
Well, the bottom line is, Nigel, first of all, you take a guy like the Z-Man, a great athlete. I came down there with a stud just to give him a little of my professional advice. People pay big money for that advice, and he didn't want it. He put his hands on me. He never should have put his hands on Diamond Dallas Page.
So I'm here tonight to tell you, Savage, I've said it once, I'll say it again, back the camera. Macho, if you're that much of a savage, snap in to this. Bang!
DDP Radio.
Echoing like crazy.
Can you hear that? Robert, how are you?
I'm doing good, brother. No, I don't have any echo over here at all, so you sound good to me.
And that's all that matters. I can deal with hearing my own voice back. It gets annoying at times, but I just have to let other people talk so I don't have to hear myself.
Sparky, how you doing tonight?
What's up, man?
Sparky. Did you take a nod off or think I was going to talk for 15 straight minutes before I settle up?
Yeah, I was waiting for a break, bro.
And Stacy, lovely Stacy, how are you this evening, darling?
Hey, I'm doing great. I just had a workout, and I'm totally rejuvenated.
Okay, awesome. Because that is really, I'll tell you, there's over the times, and it's been more than once, twice, maybe 100 times, I doubted myself, you know, I'm putting everything into DDP yoga. Once I do the workout, because I'll know if that's happening, I might, you know, miss the day or even two, going on two, and that doesn't happen too often. But if it does, if I get on that mat, and this starts with 5 years ago, and I do a kick-ass de-stress workout, all of a sudden, I just go to myself, damn, this shit really works. You know, so I know eventually it's going to be, when I first started wrestling, you know, I didn't even dream of actually wrestling with Hogan because he was just so far removed from where I started at 35 years old. But at some point, I did start to imagine that I could be working a main event with Hogan. And, it happened. I mean, it happened with Randy Savage. It happened with so many guys that I didn't even, for a moment, start to conceive that. All I wanted to do, because you have to have short-term goals. My long-term goal was to be a mid-card wrestler so that I could do color commentary and try to follow the guy who I thought was the best ever, Jesse Ventura. That was my goal. And as I started to move on, and I started to realize that the more I worked, the better I got. Actually, the more I taught guys, the more I learned, the better I got. Same thing right here on DDP yoga, especially team DDP yoga. The more you help someone, the more you get out there and welcome somebody and help someone who's, you know, facing some sort of adversity, the more you remind yourself of the adversities that you've overcome. And that's what's so cool about this. And Stacey, I'm going to bring you on in a second because I want you to talk about your idea because it fell into exactly where my head was at the time. But before I do that, I do want to say, I know Sparky, I know you were watching. I know you were, Robert, you're watching. What did you think about Jericho, Y2J coming back this Monday night?
Oh, I'll tell you, that intro of his and everything he did, it blew my mind. Because you know, it's one of those things that takes a little while to soak in. You got to think about what the hell he was doing. But definitely got people talking.
Oh, that he absolutely. What do you think, Sparky?
Oh, I thought it was phenomenal. I mean, if you're a fan, and a lot of people seem to be disappointed because they wanted the countdown, they wanted to hear Break the Walls Down, they wanted to hear Raw as Jericho. It couldn't have gone more perfect. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, but
actually,
go ahead, Robert.
I've got to disagree with Sparky because I was hoping, beyond hope, that he was going to be wearing a DDP yoga t-shirt. So,
dude, he's the biggest promoter ever. We'll never get him to do that. And I'm never going to do that. You know, he still has a problem calling it DDP yoga, man. And of course, I the main reason, y'all, you all know, is I changed it to DDP yoga because no one would call it YRG. And who do I end up hooking up with? It becomes our biggest testimony to date. And I can't imagine anybody ever being any bigger, only because of his story is so similar to mine, the herniated L4, and doctors telling him at 40 years old he's done. He'll never wrestle again. So for me to be a part of Chris's comeback is huge to me. And what constantly blows my mind is about how much he really talks about it. It's like us. You know, it's like all the people who believe what you're doing, they want to spread the word because you realize, wait a minute, there's zero impact and you can get a kick-ass cardiovascular workout. Plus, you increase your flexibility, feel younger, and you build your core strength. What the beep? You know, like, you know, it's like a no-brainer. But for him to be, you know, the guy at this time, at the new year, I mean, it's almost like we planned it, you know. And it's like, thank you, God. That's all I can say. And just, you know, keep him healthy and keep him working hard and doing his thing. And, you know, the thing about Jericho, to talk about wrestling for a minute, there are certain guys who like to play heels, but they don't want to be the bad guy. They don't want to get booed, but they want to be the heel. Jericho, and it's a lot of the Canadians in general, they don't understand the psychology of wanting to get booed. Like when Christian was a, those who were wrestling fans out there, when Christian plays the heel, he plays the heel. He does not want you to cheer him in any way. Edge, the same thing. And looking at the way Jericho went out there, he knew, bum, bum, bum. And then the act, you know, the lights light up and the whole deal, he knew that that would get the crowd, it would be tough for him to turn him at all. And for him, one of the best talkers in the business, not to say a word, you know, that was priceless.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it because I was I had to go to a movie that night, and but I T-boned it, and I would go back, and I hit it, and I got in too late. I didn't get the chance to see it until yesterday, and I'd seen all these, you know, tweets, you know, about it, and that was awkward. You know, I'm thinking, who the hell can Chris Jericho be? So what is that about? You know, because I knew that whatever they were seeing was exactly what he wanted them to see. And I wanted to see how long he'd drive out. Like, he even had me going, are you going to say something, dude, or what? But the way he did that, you know, just pandering to the crowd, that's for every guy who ever has pandered to the crowd. And, you know, and wanted to eat up the crowd and feel that jack that only them screaming like that can do. You know, they used to say there's no adrenaline in the world. Like, 22,000 people chanting DDP, you know, or Y2J, or, you know, Hogan, you know, it goes on and on and on, you know. So for him to go the other way, with one of the coolest jackets I've ever seen, I was actually jealous of that. It's like, wow, that's sweet. and it only highlighted his abs, which were awesome. I had so many girls. Did I replace Marty?
Oh, did you catch the NASCAR interview that they had on the site?
Oh, that was awesome.
He was doing the same thing. He walks out, they go to interview him. He just smiles. He stops for a second, lights up the jacket, and then just walks away.
Yes, I priceless. And that lets you know exactly like how long can he go before he starts, you know, deterrent. So if anything, you know, what CM Punk's done over the last year, you know, which has grabbed the people. I just saw where he's going to be walking out. Can never say his name, son, and chance, not Chance, the really badass UFC guy. I can't pronounce it. I'm sure people go, whatever the name is. Sonnen, he, can't remember, I'm going to look up, Marlon sent me the article, I'm not sure you can find it. He's walking him to the ring now. And, you know, there's a lot of MMA people who hate wrestling because, you know, people see, you know, MMA is just sort of like wrestling. And when wrestling's entertainment based, you know, we're like more like opera or, you know, Broadway plays than we are like MMA, because that would be really physical. But, you know, there was, CM Punk coming in this year and doing some, you know, touching those dials on people and turning those dials, and with Jericho coming back and not saying anything when everybody knows he's a great promo artist and really working the people. I think, you know, it's another little bang to get people's attention back on wrestling. Of course, The Rock coming back as well, you know, for WrestleMania puts a lot of attention on it too. So, yeah, I'm glad. I'm really happy to see that. And, again, our number one spokesperson, if you are listening out there, just go to ddpyoga.com, and you can hear exactly what Jericho has to say about DDP Yoga literally 10 minutes after we got done working out. I just stuck the camera in his face. I go, give me something. But for him to start off saying, it changed my life, that was strong. You know, that was strong. Okay, so off of that, let's talk about changing lives. We've got Stacy here, one of the greatest transformations in the history, definitely in the history of our small company here. Stacy, tell us what you sent me a thing about what you wanted to do, and I just happened to have someone in my back pocket when you said that. So why don't you give us like what we're going to be talking about today?
Yeah, well, I thought because it's, you know, the new year and people, there are a lot of people out there who want to either get back on track or start, you know, and have never been on track. And it's the perfect time of year to address and talk to people who maybe have fallen off the wagon and are feeling bad about it. I know exactly what that's like. And just to let them know that they're not alone, it's part of the game, and don't get down on yourself. There's always hope if you don't call the game over.
Absolutely. And that being said, I had been talking to one of my buddies and a fellow member of Team DDP Yoga way back when it was Team YRG, and probably one of the first youthful transformations that I'd helped with, and that's Dylan Freimeyer. And we started talking about him falling off and coming on and falling off and coming on, and we started to talk about how to fix that, and then I just stopped him and I said, stop right here. We need to stop talking about this. And this is why I have Team DDP Yoga, so someone can call in. So those of you who are listening, this is the exact reason why I developed this. So it wasn't just me and someone else on the phone, which, by the way, I got to throw a plug in right now. If you do get the program and you're one of the next 25 people, I know we just put it out there just now, you got to put in the promotional code. If you're one of the next 25 people that actually puts the promotional code in, which, by the way, is Moser, you have to catch the video out there on Twitter or something. I'm trying exactly how to spell that. Moser. If you're one of the first 25 people, I will actually call you. Now, you have to buy one of the packages, level one, level two, extreme, or the 10 pack. But any of them, you will get a call from me. And this is how it started with this young gentleman. Oh, God, had to be 5 years, 4 years ago, 4.5 years. We'll find out for him exactly, so I'm sure he remembers. But how it all started was anybody, like when I sent Arthur, the disabled veteran, anybody who bought the program, I would send them an email. And then they would come back. You know, some of them would say, this isn't real DDP. I'm not going to answer this stupid, you know, thing that gets sent out automatically. And sometimes I just laugh and I go, no, it's really me. You know, some people would write the A. Because all I was doing was asking them some questions. Five questions. I'm not trying to sell you anything. You already bought the program. What I'd like to know is, and his mother, Dylan's mother, answered that. And I was so touched by her response that I sent her back, just like with Arthur. He sent me something back that I was moved by. So I sent him something back. And then we started, and before you know it, I pick up the phone and call Arthur. Before you know it, I pick up the phone and I call Dylan's mom, Barbara Freimeyer, who actually, and so we'll talk about her a little bit later, ended up getting the program well after Dylan did, and totally took control of her life. So I have him on the line. Dylan, Bulldog Dylan, wanted to be a wrestler, told me when he was 16 years old, and actually is one of the boys and is working out there in the independent scene now. Dylan, how are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, brother. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. Now, let's just bring people up to speed. When you found out that your mother had actually written me, how did you react to her when you heard that?
Just thought she was wasting her time, that it was an automated email that goes out when you buy the product, and just thought she was wasting her time.
And what happened when you found out that she wasn't?
Well, it changed my life. we all got in contact with each other. You know, at first, like I said, I thought she was wasting her time, and then I saw that you replied. You know, I got a little bit of hope, but, you know, I've been let down by many people in my life, and then, you know, exchanged numbers, and then I eventually got to talk to you and knew you were for real and was there for me.
So bottom line is you went on this journey the first time.
Right.
And you ended up tell the story. I don't
want to
tell it for you. Tell.
Well, I went on. In 10 months, I lost 100 pounds.
That's changed? And Sparky, Stacy, if you want to jump in here, please feel free. So what changed you to do that? What made you do that?
I never had anyone, you know, to guide me, be there for me. Motivate, and in my head it was, you know, I wanted my life back, and was ready for the change at the time.
And how hard was that?
What's that?
How hard was it for you to do that?
It was hard because, you know, I was going through high school, you know, I had my friends, they were, you know, always going out to eat and, you know, living the high school life and, you know, hanging out at football games, eating pizza. And, you know, it was hard to beat the temptation. But, you know, I had the DDP factor and I had call me and, you know, there was nothing that was going to stop me at the time.
Okay, so you lose the 100 pounds in 10 months. What happens to your life at that point?
That was right before I turned 17. And right a month before I turned 17, my grandfather died. I was coming out to get certified to teach the YRG. I left my grandfather at the hospital because I had to catch a plane the next day. As soon as I left the hospital, he passed away. And ever since then, my life hasn't been the same.
So a series of things that took you out, took your feet out from under you, and you turned to food?
Oh, absolutely. It's a drug. You know, it's my drug. And
How much when you felt in the beginning, didn't you feel invincible in the beginning when you first did? Because I remember you saying that to me. You told me you wanted to lose the weight because you wanted to get a girlfriend, right?
Right, absolutely, yeah. I mean, I was always the comical guy, the funny guy, but I was always poking the first joke at myself, and that's where, you know, that's how I became accepted with other people.
On that note, let me just tell you, anybody who, like, busts their own balls or, you know, calls himself stupid or, you know, or, you know, I'm just a fat whatever, you know, you just keep creating that in your own head. I mean,
right.
The first thing I do if I'm working with someone is, like, stop busting your own balls. There's nothing there's nothing fucking good going to happen with that. Nothing.
Right.
It's just going to
absolutely.
Nobody can pull you down more than you, but nobody can pick you up more than you. So the bottom line is, I know that you start to gain the weight, and you think you got it under control, and before you know it, you're freaking
250.
100.
And
yeah.
You know, I hit 250. You know, I feel like there's no recovering, and you know, DDP calls, no answers, voicemails, no answers. You know, I don't return his emails because I know if I tell him the truth, that I let him down. You know, I let myself down. I feel ashamed.
Correct that right away because you ain't letting me down, dude.
But in my head at the time, you know, that's why I stopped talking, you know. But losing that contact, too, you know, I was letting myself down. And then, you know, a year goes by, we haven't talked, and instead of being at 250, I was at 300, and, you know, and then I go into the real world, you know, graduate, go through school, and now I'm at 320, and I just feel miserable. And, you know, we've talked before, I say I want to make the change. I go to make the change, I do it for 2 weeks. I don't feel like anything's changed, and then I fall down again. And I'm always relying on food or going back to food, something changes in my life, or fight with the girlfriend or anything.
You still kept the girlfriend when you gained all the weight, though, didn't you?
Right. We've been together 4 years.
So that just goes to show anybody who's listening that it ain't about the weight. It's about how you feel in the weight, whatever the weight is. You know, because you could be 260 and shredded, and you wouldn't care. You know, but it's about how you look at yourself. Stacey, you brought this whole thing up. You have anything to say to Dylan at this point right now?
Well, you know, aside from I totally relate to what you're saying because an emotionally devastating event sent me into a tailspin, and I stayed there for 20 years. It is true. You have to be your own cheerleader because no one else really can do that for you. You have to really think enough of yourself and talk to yourself in a really positive way for changes, positive stuff to take root. That's so important.
So the bottom line is, bro, we're talking about what you're doing, and Dylan is one of those people, and if you're excess of 100, if you're over 70 pounds or more, you got a problem with wheat. You got a problem with dairy. It's like, it's not like I'm a wheat Nazi. It's just, it is what it is. It's your body. So, Dylan, where are you at mentally when it comes to, and I'm just going to talk to you just like we're talking now. Fuck everybody else listening to me. You know, where is your head at right now?
Well, I'm just, you know, living out of a hotel, I'm just lonely and miserable and not happy with myself. I look in the mirror and I look at a picture from 4 years ago when I was in L.A. and it makes me sick. But
okay,
I'm also at the point where I try to work out or change my eating and you know my body feels and you know, I know it's mental. But feels like I can't do it right now, or I can't, you know.
All right, so let me ask you, what's positive in your life right now?
You know, I got a good job, a new car, my girlfriend.
But you hate your job.
Well, I mean, it's a good paying job, but
money. Okay, got money. So you're making. Tell everybody how much you're making an hour.
Prevailing wage. I make $36 an hour.
$36 an hour. You get a lot of time and a half too, don't you?
Wow.
Yeah.
And Dallas, this is a good place to tell you that we've actually got Doug on the line too. So he's here for your disposal as well.
Okay. Cool. Dylan, how are you, Dougie?
Good, good.
Are you in L.A.? Are you in Germany? You're back in Germany?
Yep, I'm back in Germany.
Okay. All right, this is a worldwide program, so let you people know. So, bro, you know, there's a lot of people who are listening to this right now who can't get a job and are overweight. And I'm sure someone will preach to the radio and just sort of choke you out. You know,
I've almost lost my job because of my weight a couple times.
Oh, my God.
Because on the job site, even, you know, because what we do is, you know, labor intensive, and, you know, sometimes I can't, you know, do what I need to do.
So let me ask you this. When was the last time you listened to Own Your Life?
Couldn't even tell you where it was.
So are you just totally setting yourself up to fail?
Oh, absolutely.
So what the fuck? What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it, bro? I mean, you're the one who called me, you know, and you told me you wouldn't waste my time. That's the whole thing, anybody. If you're out there and you're part of Team DDP Yoga, instead of to get myself, it's the brand DDP Yoga. There's still YRG, there's still DDP Extreme, etc. There's still Yoga for Regular Guys, the book. It's all under DDP Yoga. Anybody who's working hard and really trying, and not just trying, but doing, because you can't not lose weight if weight's the issue. This workout was never developed to even lose weight. It was the heel. That's why Jericho's back in the ring. So for you, bro, you know, you got to start putting positive things in your head, man, because if you don't, you're going to be 350 before you know it, and jobless, like everybody else. Who those people who are jobless and are overweight right now, they want to reach you to this radio or internet and like, choke you out. Wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
You find a job. I've talked to people about a fine job in 2 years.
Absolutely.
Hey, Dallas, we've got Doug, and it gets even better because now we also have Arthur.
Ah, wow. Beautiful. Hey, Arthur, what do you got to say to Dylan?
I think it's really important to stay in contact with this community. I mean, we're a group. You know, I know I've emailed you, you know, a couple of times, and it's like, hello? You know. I think one of the most important things anybody can do, I was talking with a couple other people lately who've been having, you know, problems, and I've been saying, one of the most important things you can do is stay in contact with us. We all gotta stay together for each other. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I get it. You know, that's the whole reason why I built the site.
Yeah. This community is, I'm not gonna say it's more important than anything else that we've got, but it's as important. It's an integral part of what makes this program successful. It makes this program different. Is that we're all here for each other, and none of us can go it by ourselves. We all gotta, you know what I mean? We all gotta stay together for each other. It's not just helping everybody else out. It's you know, everybody helping you out, and you helping you out when you help other people. You know, when you're talking to other people, it suddenly makes you realize, you know, that you got to keep you good if you're going to talk to other people.
Right.
So that just came from the guy that inspired you.
Absolutely.
Because the guy who couldn't walk, you know, and look at you. So, you know, for starters, bro, you know, there are people who feed into negative energy, you know, and what is it called? Bipolar. Like my good buddy Canyon, who killed himself. He fed into the whole thing. I've got a disease. It's okay. I'm allowed to be like this. That's bullshit. You either embrace something that's negative, or you embrace something that's positive. That's your choice,
right?
Isn't it, Dink?
Absolutely.
So the bottom line is, you hear a whole group of people who live with the same issues you do, but you talk to Stacy, who gained 100 pounds back twice in her youth, you know, but now that she where she is today, she owned it because she worked at it. One of the things, biggest things, Steve, you will tell you, who you know, Steve, he filmed you and inspired the movie. And when that movie does come out, that's going to inspire a lot of people.
Right.
You know, but he'll tell you that the biggest thing that lacks for people when they fall down is they don't have a good support group at home somewhere. Well, you can't say that with DDPO.
Right. No, I never said that. It's just, you know, you have to be your own support system, too, and where I get to the point where I'm so embarrassed for myself, I don't reach out to you.
Bro, you can't do that. It's Sparky, man. I mean, you're always here, and I'll just say this, being a PA boy, I still should at least stay together, bro. You know,
right.
You can always reach out to any of us, man. You know, I can say I sit and I watch some of your stuff, and I'm just as inspired as anybody else because I watch what you do. You got your job that you work, and you still do the wrestling, right?
Right.
And stuff. And that's just amazing because you kind of have this job that you said you hate. It's well-paying, like DDP said, people would jump through the phone right now to get at you. But you're also sort of, it's a tough dream, but you're living a dream that a ton of people would love to put themselves in position for. I mean, there's a lot going on for you right now.
Right.
Bro, and there's a lot that you're doing that I personally think is still inspiring.
And Dallas, we actually have some calls to take a little bit later, but Dylan, I mean,
if they have anything to do with this, you come in. If they have anything to do with this issue, it's a wrestling question.
Not yet. It's Christmas stuff, so we can do that later. But Dylan, I wanted to say that, you know, we've had, you know, this has been a roundtable and we're a community, but we've never had a night like this when you come on, and we've had all these people. We've had Doug and Arthur, and now Terry is on the line to talk to you as well.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. My yoga mom.
Yo, Terry.
I had her.
Is Terry there?
She was. Let me pull it back up real quick.
You know something, while we're waiting, this is, in a weird way, this isn't just a club or a group of people. This is almost like a family. You know, you called Terry, you know, your yoga mom, and in so many ways, you know, she is. You know, Dylan, you're like family, man. We're all like family. And, you know, if you're having a problem, you got to let us know so we can be here for you. It is so hard because, you know, you think, especially if you're strong, you think, oh, I got to do this all on my own. I got to, you know, I got to be this rock or something where nothing ever gets to me, where nothing ever hurts me or stops me or slows me down. And then when you can't do everything in the world all by yourself, you start beating the crap out of yourself. You can't do that, bro.
Now
are
you we
there,
have
Dylan?
You know,
Terry?
Sometimes it takes...
Hello?
Oh, Terry?
Yes?
Hey, Terry, it's Art.
Hey, Art. They're trying
yeah.
to get me into Dylan, and we're having troubles, I guess.
Is Dylan
oh, he's
there?
Here. Yeah, he's there. Dylan's here. We got about 10 people on this line.
Just say something to me, Dylan.
Dylan?
Are you breathing hard? I can't hear you.
Come on, Dylan. We're all here for you, dude.
Just say hello.
Where is Dylan? We may have too many people on the line.
No, I don't think so. I think he just checked out. I either just dropped a call or whatever. He'll call back. Terry, how are you,
yes.
darling?
Hey.
Glad to see you come by tonight. Stacy has did you read what Stacy sent out?
I did particularly when I heard Dylan was going to be on, because you know how we bonded in L.A. and we talked a lot until he disappeared. And so as soon as I heard he was back on or to talk, I wanted to be sure to say hello and that I've missed him.
No, I just wanted to echo what Arthur was saying. You know, it is really hard. Even as a woman, it's hard for me sometimes to reach out and admit that I'm having a hard time or that I'm struggling or that I'm in pain. But I know if I don't do it, I know what's going to happen. You know, and it's so crucial for me to, you know, like swallow my pride and pick up the phone and either call somebody or get on Team DDP Yoga and do a post or something. And then I always get so much support in return. And that's the amazing part about this whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I was at the VA hospital the other day. And they had this poster up there about one of the helplines for veterans, you know, for combat veterans coming back.
Right, yeah.
And they had the sign up there, and it said, sometimes it takes a warrior's strength to ask for help.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, it's not the weak that ask
there,
for help.
It is hard.
Exactly.
It is hard sometimes. Dylan, if you're out there, man, it is hard sometimes to ask for help. But we're here for you. We love you, dude.
He's in the chat room asking if anybody can hear him.
Dylan, I can't hear you. I can't hear you, Dylan.
He's trying to get back in. Doesn't know what's going on, he's saying.
Hang up, monkey, and call back. Because I text him. I go, where are you?
Oh, so hang up.
Did you hang up? Yeah. He'll get back on. He's the kind of guy that runs away from anything, especially when he asks for the help. So and some people, I'm sure, are listening to this thing going, like, do they really do this? Like, it's like, yeah, if you really put the work in and you become part of the community. Like, I'm watching right now Motown. Motown sent me a thing, and I'm not sure if he put it up or not, where he's only got 9 views, so it couldn't be out there that much. But I gave him some homework to do when we got together to work out, and he just did 12. I'm sure it killed him. He couldn't get that last one. He got 12 superhero push-ups after he'd done a forearm stand, and he did a headstand for that. It's funny. We got done with doing the superhero push-ups because over the thing, it shows the heart rate. It's like 178 or something like that. So, but there's another guy, you know, Motown from Team DDP Yoga, that is one of the guys that just went around welcoming people. I never talked to him. You know, he just saw people doing it, and he started doing it. So I reached out and just said, hey, man, thanks for doing it. I appreciate that. And then he was going to come up for a workout. He lives down in San Diego. And I told him, listen, I'll be in the park this week. I only do it once in a while now, and because I'm hardly ever home. And that weekend I had to go do something. I can't remember what it was, but I didn't have his phone number, and I couldn't get a hold of him. And he drove all the way up from close to San Diego, which is about an hour and 45 minutes to the park, and I wasn't there. So, not really bad about that. But he didn't get pissed or anything. I'd have been pissed. But he didn't get pissed. And then he came back again another time, and we got to work out with the group. And then last time we got to work out together, because I said, man, you spend so much time helping people that I want to do something for you. So why don't you come up, let's do a private. And yeah, I just showed him all the stuff that was going to be happening with DDP Extreme and, you know, where... Yeah, how I was going to set it up in the tutorial part, show you how to get into these moves that seem like impossible, and then how to build that strength. And he's been amazing, you know, before and after. He'll be awesome when we do the infomercial. You know, amazing turnout.
Is Dylan back on? He says he should be on.
Yeah, I'm looking for him. We've got a bunch of callers in, so I'm looking for him right now. He's,
I'll tell you what his number is. I'll give you the first couple letters to his number. Got to look that up, though.
Yeah, he said it's 7-1. Oh, he gave me the wrong area code.
Can anyone hear me?
There you go.
Hey.
Dylan.
Hey. I've been trying to get on.
Hey.
I don't know what happened. I don't know how I got kicked off. How are you doing, Mom?
Hey, darling. I have missed you when you stopped answering me, although I followed Facebook, so I knew you were alive. But now you see how much everybody loves you, and you got me back on the air. I don't always pop in. And... just wanted to tell you, where's your head at, darling? Let's get back in with the rest of the group. We miss you.
Absolutely.
Family forever.
This is overwhelming.
Yeah. So reach out and grab onto us, because we're not going away unless you don't talk to us again.
Right.
That sort of shoots the shit out of the don't have any support. And I know your mother's very supportive, and your sister, and your mom, but she lost like 70 or 80 pounds years after you did.
Right.
Yeah, so it's not like you don't have the support, man. You just got to get your head out of your ass.
Hey, guys, Doug. I wanted to add something.
Yeah, go ahead. Jump in, baby.
I think, you know, from talking to everybody, you know, throughout the years here, I think just a lot of people get embarrassed when they fall down, you know, and they feel like they're letting people down. But like Dallas said, really the only person you're letting down, you know, is yourself. But, Dylan, I wanted to say something, and I think Arthur and Dallas are about probably the only other guys out there that can kind of really, really feel me on this, is – dude, you don't want to be like us when you're 40-something years old, you know, being in the, you know, just battling all the pain and surgeries, especially with you being in the ring. You know, you get that, you get it together right now, you know, so you don't have to worry about going through what we, you know, what us guys go through every day, you know.
Absolutely.
So, again, it comes down to, it's a lifestyle change, bro. You know, and it's something you're going to have to work at. You know, you, when you first got in that ring and you started doing your thing, was it anywhere near as good as it is today?
Well, no. Constantly
comparing. I mean, that's like a retard dancer. Of course, no.
Right.
I got some great footage with me and with Jericho when we did the breakfast with DDP and Jericho from my DDP TV videos. I asked Chris, you know, because, you know, he's constantly getting better, but he has a long way to go. And we were talking about the engaging of the muscles and the lengthening and the strengthening. And you know, sometimes, you know, even a guy like Jericho, you know, get like, he's not where he wants to be yet, but he also does it every day. And when he does it, he misses, you know, the workout because it's that mind and body thing that you click on. So I said, so let me ask you, when you first started, were you anywhere near as good as you were 3 years later? And he started laughing. He goes, I know. I said, but 3 years later, you thought you were pretty good, didn't you? He said, sure did. He goes, now I can't watch that stuff. You know, because you keep getting better the more you do something. If you don't do it, it just makes sense. You're not going to get any good at it.
Right.
So, in this scenario, it's about lifestyle change. So, dude, you gotta grab your own self by the balls and say, okay, I'm doing this. You know, you got forces here. You pop on here. That's why I tell everybody. So anybody who gets anything positive about the program, the first thing I tell them is go join Team DDP Yoga, because then I know there's a really good chance if you follow the bouncing ball, you're actually going to be successful. And
right.
I don't want you to have the DVDs and have them sit on your shelf. You know, it doesn't do me any good. That's why I created MP3s on top of that. So once you know the workout, man, you just put on a damn headphone and do it there. So you're breaking down of excuses. You're making money. You got a girlfriend. Somebody cares about you. You don't care if you're 300. You know how much you're weighing now?
Between 315 and 310.
Okay, well, bottom line is you can find exactly what it is. I need to know from you where you want to go for here. It's a brand new year. How old are you now?
I'll be 21 at the end of April.
Oh, man. So what do you want? What do you want?
I'd like to lose.
No, there's no fight. That's not what I asked you. I didn't say, what would you like? I didn't say, what would you like to try to do? I said, what do you want?
I want to own my life again. I want to be where I was 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
So if Robert,
I
want to
be happy
again. If Robert, well, who makes you happy? You or me?
Me.
Right. So you got to go grab a hold of things that you know worked in the beginning. How many times
right.
You listened to my video DVD when you had it?
So I listen to it every night.
There you go, Arthur.
Yeah.
Did you finally get it out of you? I know you had it in your car for like forever. What was the last time you listened to that DVD?
Yesterday night driving home.
So there's a difference of 5 years later of success and staying in tune. And I'm not saying you gotta listen to it all the time, but something that positive and get away from people that are negative. Now, one of the things you're doing right now, you're 21, bro. You know, you're partying. And you know what? I didn't have weight issues at all. I was one of those idiots that could eat flasks, and I wouldn't get weight. So, you know, that's why I have all these other people on this line with me, that's not the case. Because for the inspiration here, I'm just the guy. And you know what happened the first time you did what you needed to do. Are you willing to step up and start to listen to this thing every day? Because it's the inspirational, you know. What did you think about, Arthur? What did own your life do for you?
Well, sometimes it gives me a little gentle encouragement, and times it kicks me in the butt. If I'm thinking something stupid, sometimes I'll listen to it, and I'll be thinking, oops. And other times I'm going, yeah, that means I'm going the right direction. But the thing is, if it's kicking me, that means I'm wrong. It's kind of like looking in a mirror. It lets you know what you're at. You know, Dallas isn't saying anything that I don't already know. It's just sometimes you need to hear somebody tell you.
Absolutely.
I mean, we, Dylan, you and I, we know this. We made this happen. We can make it happen again.
You know what? Again.
The other day I was working on a position been giving me some problems, and it just suddenly came. You know, I got my hands locked in, and I suddenly came up with the position, and everything happened. And it didn't happen just because of that one time. It happened because of all the time that I've been putting into that position.
Right.
Of course, 2 seconds later, I crashed, but still, I got it. You know? You get, but that's the thing. You get it once means you can get it again.
Right.
The first time I did a headstand, I crashed. Second time I did it, I crashed. Now I can do it, and I can stay up for a long time. That's the thing. You do it, you can do it again. You just got to keep doing it every time, every day. And that's the thing with this, is you can't just say, oh, I'm going to do it till I reach this point, and then I'm going to quit, and I'll be fine. You can't. Winning is an everyday thing, or it's nothing. You got to keep it going every single day, man.
So where are you at, Dylan? Where do you want to go with this?
To where I was.
All right, well, how are you going to do it? I mean, let's give me some kind of a rundown, so I'll make sure you know what the hell you're doing.
Well, I'm definitely going to, you know, start talking to the people that I know are there. YRG Universe. You know, get the CD and just start over. Write my goals down, get a hold of you, smack down, and own it again.
All right, so we'll check in with you in a month time, and we'll see what you actually do with this. So,
Dylan.
Yeah.
Email me. Talk to me. Look, we got so much water under the bridge together. We can do this. I am
right here
for you.
Thank you.
Right. Find me. I got a new email, Dylan, so I'll try and get yours or find me on the site. Facebook. I think we're friends on Facebook.
Yep.
Okay. Give me a call, and then we can talk some more again, as we used to.
Thank you all.
We're
here for you.
All right, Dylan. You've gotten your deal, so we'll see if you can run with it. Stacy, did you have someone else you wanted to come on that thing? Dylan, you can hang on if you want, or do what you got to do, but. Talk to Robert after this, and he'll beam you the Own Your Life. I know you already have.
Okay.
I'll beam it over to you, and that's how we can do it right now. We don't send DVDs out anymore and that stuff. We just shoot it right to you. So you got it. Stacy, did you have someone you were hoping was going to come on, or did you know if they were going to come on, or what?
I was hoping. I invited Jamie and Michael Gallianos to come on, Team DDP Yoga members, but I don't know if they're on. Do you see them, Robert?
I haven't, but I haven't been. We literally have 15 people on the line right now, so I haven't screwed everybody yet.
Jamie has been in the chat room.
Okay, well, so some other time we'll get him.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking about something, just a little off. You know, I fell down the other day and banged myself up. I was trying to do something, needed a little extra balance. And, you know, obviously, me being me, I got right back up again and fell down again. But the thing is, everybody falls down sooner or later. You can't stay down. This isn't my line. I saw this in some movie. I forgot which one it was. But this guy says, it's not how hard you can hit. It's how hard you can get hit. And keep going.
Good. I like that.
And that's the thing. Everybody falls down. Falling down does not define us. It's not staying down. It's coming back up, thinking, coming back up, dedicated, and making this happen. You know, everybody falls sooner or later. We can't stay down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's bring on some callers. Let's see what we got for callers here, Robert. What do we have out here? questions now. We got the health stuff out of the way. If you have questions for health, that's cool. But about wrestling, I'll answer that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, here's one I wanted to hit first off. It's a guy named that you may know named Daryl Calloway.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, Daryl. All good. Great talking to you, man.
Hey, Dallas, how's it going, buddy? I'm new here.
Good, man.
Hey,
how are
you doing?
Okay.
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Still doing the wrestling gig, and I heard you on, and I wanted to give you a holler, show you a little love, brother, and let everybody know. Yeah, when you get our age, it's an ass kicker.
That's why you got to find that secret sauce, the fountain of youth, to hold it back. But I got to throw this in here. One of my buddies out there, Randy, sent me a thing. It's Chael Sonnen. That's who the guy is. I can never remember Chael for some reason, and it's Sonnen. It's just a hard name for me to remember. But what a great fighter. What a great promo artist. As a matter of fact, the article that I saw that was read in the paper on the Internet today said that Chael was having CM Punk walk him to the ring. And I didn't know this, but I might have met him back in the day when he said he actually tried out at the power plant in World Championship Wrestling. Chael Sonnen did, for any of you MMA fighters out there. I did not know that. But what a great talker he is, boy. You know, that UFC would be drawn monstrously if they had like four or five of those guys. They're drawing amazing to begin with, but it would just take it to a different level, and it would piss off a lot of the real MMA purists that believe the show will be humble and everything. That humble shit comes after the match. You know, on the way to the drawing, the card, he'd talk as much shit as possible. Muhammad Ali taught everybody that, but it was Gorgeous George who taught Muhammad Ali. So, the only thing that's real is wrestling. It's the only thing that's real. Hey, Dale, good talking to you, pal. Hey, Happy New Year, man. So, recession?
What's that?
Dallas, I'm just going to stand and invite to you, buddy. You know, King Payne and I bought out IWA East Coast. And you'll get back around the east side of the United States, come down and see us, and I'll go hang out, me and you and Steve.
You got it, brother. Have a great night, man. What else you got, Robert?
What's that, brother?
Hit me with the iChat thing so you can tell me who you got as you go along.
Okay, the next one up is Mike, and I'll hit the rest from the iChat.
Okay, you got it. Hey, Mike, where are you from, man?
Hey, DDP, how you doing?
Good, man. Where are you from?
I'm in the Air Force Station in South Carolina.
Oh, nice. Appreciate your service, man. Been over to Iraq a couple times, Afghanistan. Have you been, how long have you been in the service?
Just went over 18 years.
Oh, man, so you've been all over the place.
Oh, yeah, I've been to, you know, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, Korea, all over.
Sure. Hell, yeah. You got a question?
No, really more of a comment. First of all, I'm a huge fan. I was at Halloween Havoc in 97. Just got to see you versus Macho Man. Awesome match.
Awesome.
And also, I had knee surgery last summer, and I've always been, you know, pretty fit being in the military, but, you know, can't really do a whole hell of a lot now. With it, so I ordered your DDP yoga on Christmas. I heard about it on the PW Torch interview you did, and
awesome.
I got it like that week and started. You know, I'm in my first week of it, and I'm already feeling it. You know, it's like awesome. And I just wanted to say, you know, just, you know, it's awesome, and, you know, thanks,
dude. I appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us. You know, the military, you know, every time I go over there, I'm about to send a bunch of copies of DDP Yoga, and I'm going to send over DDP Extreme, because I know some of those guys are real warriors over there, because that's all, as you know, when you're there, that's all you got to do. If you're Afghanistan or Iraq, all you got to do is work out. You know, ain't no late night partying or anything, ain't no booze or nothing. I mean, it's brutal. I'm sending those workouts, as a matter of fact, this week out, to send them across, and when I was over there. And what people don't understand is when you guys got all your gear on and your flak jackets and the helmet and all that stuff, I mean, it's like 60 pounds, 70 pounds you guys are carrying around, and all that's doing is squashing your spine. You know, and I would love to, you know, to find some way to work my way into the military to get this workout as part of, you know, what they're doing. It ain't going to cost them anything. But I just want to get the guys doing it so it elongates their spine, you know, and helps them hold back the hands of time. Well, I really, did you join Team CP Yoga yet, bro?
On Facebook, I did.
No, I appreciate the Facebook. And any updates you have, you can put them on that Facebook. And anybody out there who's doing the workout, if you could go by the and like the Facebook DDP Yoga and put your comments up there. I really want that to be an extension of Team DDP Yoga. And, you know, one of the really cool things about, you know, we've never had any assholes come by and leave, like, comments about people who are overweight or anything. Because we know that internet, there's a lot of people got big balls, you know, because they're behind a keyboard. You know, and some people are really effed up, you know, as far as I'm concerned, especially on the internet. But there's a lot of really cool people, too, though. You know, and we're fortunate to have a big group of them right there. So I would definitely tell you, bro, because there's so many things that you will learn from being on Team DDP Yoga as far as from the people that you've heard right here. I mean, like, Terry, the girl who was just on here, she's like the godmother of DDP Yoga, because she's like the first person I ever helped achieve what she was aiming towards, and she not only did it, she's kept it up for, and now she is sexy going into 60, and that's pretty sweet. All right, man, I appreciate you coming on there. I appreciate your comment, man, and be safe.
I just want to throw in there that you and Macho Man need to be in the WWE Hall of Fame.
You know, I appreciate that. Terry, as a matter of fact, Bill Apter is calling there. Bring in our next guest, and Sparky, grab a hold of that next person, all right? I'll be right back.
All right. Okay. I just throw in some stuff that DDP was saying about Team DDP Yoga. If you haven't jumped it, you should, because any place else that you've gotten a workout, you got the DVDs and they left you out to dry probably after 30 days. What everybody's been talking about here is a lifestyle change. So after you get the DVDs and you do the workouts a couple times, if you need help getting the workouts over, improving them, making them your own, getting the motivation, figuring out how to eat, figuring out how to make it a lifestyle change, that's the place to go. So,
you know, not only that, Sparky, you know, you make so many good friends. You know, I've made so many good friends here. And they're like a family to me, you know, brothers and sisters and stuff like that. So it's not just a, you know, hey, we're going to help you out. You know, become really, really, truly good friends with people, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Me and that, Doug.
Even you, Robert.
What did Doug come on at the captain call on to get himself on the show? Is that what he did?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, he did. What's up, brother?
So we got David next.
Excuse me, David, you're up, brother.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. Where are you from?
I'm from Vermont. Sparky, you might know me. I'm Day-Day.
Hey, Day-Day, what's happening, brother? Nice to have you back.
Much. How's it going?
I'm doing great, man. Now you started kicking the workouts again already?
Yeah, I just started kicking the workouts. I got my new heart rate monitor in the mail, and I just posted up my second video of this past week about my first workout. And, boy, the first one, the first energy, geez, this bag of Jell-O hasn't felt that much movement in a long time.
And it felt good, didn't it?
it did. Afterwards, you kept feeling it, though, even after you were done. Like, you felt like your muscles were still engaged. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and to go back, Dallas, what you were saying earlier, and I'm glad you're doing the workouts again. Tell me, you might approach a workout thinking, man, I don't want to do this, and when you pass it, you regret it. If there's anybody here listening or in the chat room that can say they regretted doing a DDP yoga workout, they should call it. There should be nobody calling, though.
Because
nobody ever regrets doing a workout when they're done.
Well, the hardest part is, you know, Sparky, is getting on that damn mat, you know, for people. And I even find myself, like, I set myself up to win by having people come over and work out with me, like, every morning. Yeah, when I'm on the road, same thing. And if I don't, then I start, I get up. Sometimes if I feel like shit, which sometimes I do, you know, I get up, I jump right in the shower. A shower will totally change your whole physiology, and I get right on the mat. And it really changes my, you know, right away, I'm boom, I'm up, I'm ready to go. And I got that out of the way. So if I want to hit something later or work on something later, that's like extra. Okay, we got Rachel coming up here. Where are you from? You out there, Rachel?
Yeah, I'm here on up in Ontario, California.
Oh, Ontario, very cool.
Yes. Well, I don't know if you remember Dallas or DDP. My son was like 4 years old, and you granted him his wish to meet him. And a doctor said he wasn't gonna make it, and he's 16 now. So
I'm
trying to get a hold of you. I'm nervous. No. I've been trying to get a hold of you somehow to like let you know that. And I saw on Twitter kind of following you. And yeah, he's doing really good. And he walks around. But you know what's so cool? Every day when he wakes up, he stands up and gives himself a self high five every morning. Tradition. and he has the picture that you guys took with him. Three pictures right in, above his bed. So. Yeah.
That's pretty. What's his first name? I remember. What's his first name?
Casey.
That's
a little redheaded boy. And my daughter. Oh. It was in San Francisco. It was like 99. So like years ago.
There was so many kids that I did see period of time. But that's such an awesome story. You should tell him to come by Team DDP Yoga and hop on that site. I would love to get with them. Just tell him to come on. Anybody can go on Team DDP. You don't have to buy the program. You know, it's like.
It's funny. I actually bought myself something. I bought your DVD. I never buy myself anything. Right? And my son's, I'll buy it, Mom. He's cool. So, but yeah, he tells everybody, oh, I met DDP. He's the most awesome person. And so. But I just want to thank you for that, you know, and doing that for him. The doctors are amazed that he's still here. And his attitude on life is so awesome. I mean, because people used to make fun of him because he had the scar. And then one day he told somebody, well, I have this scar, and I have a story about my life because of the scar. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Dylan should talk to Casey.
Oh, my God. Because, they're like, he never lets no one do anything for him. He's like, I can walk, I have legs, I can do it. You know, I'm here, you know, so he's a very positive boy. And he would think with everything he would take advantage, you know, feel sorry for himself. And when you're around him, you can't feel sorry for yourself because he won't let you. So he's a great kid.
Boy.
He should be so mad because he's out right now. He should be so mad. Am I making sense? I'm really nervous when I talk.
No, you're fine. Just take a breath. You're cool. That's
okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
That's awesome. You get the highlight of the night story. Without question.
Yeah, but,
that's awesome.
Yeah, he's a little walking miracle and stuff. And he's like, people just love him. He's so positive, and he has his own YouTube channel now, and he does videos and stuff. So, yeah, he's a little comic. So.
That's amazing. Please tell him to go, too. This way he won't feel like it. Me and him eventually will absolutely talk. You know, I promise you that. Tell him to go to, teamddpyoga.com and just sign up. And, you know, when they see the picture, you know, we put this picture up there. Tell him to put the picture of me and him up there, which will be awesome.
That'd be cool. Yeah, he has it right above his bed when you guys are doing the diamond cutter together. That's his favorite. That's cool.
That's amazing. Well, Rachel, thank you so much. And tell Casey, look forward to talking to him on site. And eventually, I promise him we will definitely talk on the phone as well. Okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. All right.
You're welcome, baby.
Week.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Okay, our next one, we got Sean up. Sean, where are you from? Sean?
Yes, DDP. First, I got to say, I'm a long-time fan of yours, man. I'm just so glad I'm talking to you. I'm Stone Lefty. You follow me on Twitter.
Ah, good to talk to you. So you go by Stone or Sean?
My wrestling name will be Sean Stone one day. Actually, I'm the Stone Cold of Washington, D.C. Anybody in D.C. that says the name Stone Cold, they're talking about me. I just want to say that, man, I'm an aspiring wrestler, and, you know, I'm working at Staples trying to get my life together, and I really need a break. I have no type of wrestling outlets here in D.C., so I'm just trying to get my game off the ground. And I do a hell of a Stone Cold personation if I can do it for you guys.
Go for it.
Okay, well, okay, picture, okay, I'm cutting a promo on Jericho's whack thing he did on Monday Night Raw, okay? First off, I want to say, is this Chris Jericho? Can he make all this noise? And he's got everybody wondering why 2J's coming back to help everybody. He did that thing with a little light jacket. Stone Cold would have cracked open a couple of beers, threw up a couple of middle fingers in the ring, had everybody chatting, oh, hell yeah. So I want to tell you, Chris Jericho, you come back with this little whack gimmick, all you got to do, son, is get you some glass and a hammer, throw a nail in there, and when you hear that glass break, all the fans are going to stand in their seats, and they know that Stone Cold Austin 316 is back, and CM Punk, you little skinny son bitch, you walking around talking all this smack out of your mouth, talking about John Cena this, John Cena that. I'm going to see you at WrestleMania 28, son, and I'm going to lace up these here boots, throw on my knee brace, grab a couple of beers, and have a hell yeah good time. Now, DDP, I just want to say thank you for having me on my show. My real name is Sean Leftwich, but in D.C., they call me Stone. And you can follow me on Twitter at Stone Lefty, and I really have so much to say. I like that.
Hey, dude, I think
that's
awesome.
And I also want to say this. I don't want to take you guys your time up. I cut a promo. I posted it on YouTube. Sean Leftwich, my page. You can go on YouTube and check my promo. Give me some feedback, man. I need a hand here, you know. Somebody, if you can hear me out there listening, you want somebody that's going to give his all and give the fans somebody that they can actually watch and all that in the WWE, you give me a call, and I'm going to try my best to be there for you guys. You know, like I said, I'm working at Staples. I'm trying to get myself together. I want to go to FCW, try to get a little experience. I have no experience professionally whatsoever, but I'm a damn good wrestler. And for anybody out there that's listening, you can follow me on Twitter. You know, somebody give me a hand, you know, because Jericho's not going to do it. I can save you all. And I just want to thank you guys for giving me this opportunity for getting on this show, man, because I just got off of work not too long ago. I'm a little tired. I'm about to make me some dinner. I hopped on Twitter. Hurricane, he was saying to call the show. So I said, well, hey, why not give it a try? What do you know? But I'm not going to tie you guys up any longer. But I just want to
sure
say.
Sure you are. All right, Stone.
I love you guys. Thank you so much for giving me the time, and you guys have a wonderful night.
You too, man.
All right, thanks.
That was a pretty damn good impersonation there. I lived with that some bitch for 6 months and lived on the road back in the early days, but he did a pretty damn good job. But,
you know, that reminds me of Canyon, man. Shameless self promotion, man. That guy had it down.
He put me to shame. That's saying something. That's saying something, man, because I'll promote the hell out of everything and work into every conversation. And that's what people don't, you know, really, wrestlers are the greatest. Wrestlers are wannabe wrestlers. They're the greatest self-promoters, because how the hell is she going to get your shit out there? Real DDP Twitter. At Real DDP. At DDP Yoga. Man, I got to get more on the ball what he's doing.
No, he didn't miss a beat.
He just ran it all the way through. Okay, we got Nelson on the line. It's our buddy Nelson who calls in. How you doing tonight, Nelson?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Did you finally get your stuff?
No, not yet.
Well, you gotta give the right address, bro. You gotta give an address that works.
Yeah, I gave you. I've sent you mail of the address. You just forgot to put the 205.
Oh, you forgot to put that.
But I'm not going there. I'm just going to say that's what's missing. I have some great news that I want to share with you, and I hope that, Dylan, you're hearing. You're still on the line. First, I want to tell DDP for the words that you gave me that day when you gave me the email.
Yeah.
I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, because it means a lot. I want to thank you. And you know that when I started this program, I was 368.8. I am so proud to say that I am now at 350.4 pounds.
Awesome. Awesome,
and
man.
That's just me just doing the grabbing the ball and into the touchdown and into the hulking up and the thunderbolt. That's all I do. I can't go further than that because of my weight. I'm can't wait to go further down on that and do more.
There's a story about the guy who was like 700 pounds. He couldn't even get out of the bed. But he ended up starting losing weight by clapping. That's what he did. Just clapped.
Oh, wow.
You know, and
Did he have the clapper?
He didn't have the clapper. He was just doing usual clapping. And, you know, and the guy lost like 400 pounds. I don't think he ever went under three. But he did lose that weight from starting movement. I mean, that's what the workout energy is all about. It's not really, you know, some people in the beginning it's going to kick your ass, but most people do it pretty easy. But it's really just to start to get you moving because you got so much rust on your joints. You know, that's more than anything. So,
and I will say this, though. What you told me was true. If you drink water before your breakfast and dinner and after, you do feel full. I've lost my craving for eating at night, and I cut down on bread totally, completely. I eat a lot less, and I've been doing the workouts, and it's been doing very great, and I feel more energy. And I do it twice. I do it once in the morning and once before I go to bed.
Awesome,
you know what,
man.
Your body's adjusting to the good stuff. Doesn't it feel wonderful?
So. Oh, it's great, Stacey. I mean, I can't believe it. And let me tell Dylan something. Dylan got me. And okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Dylan dropped, bro. He went.
He's in the chat room.
Well,
freaking here.
Well, then this is not for anybody who's listening. I'm at the point right now where, you know, it's a very bad situation. I'm not going into everything. Let's just say that I'm in a very bad spot. And the thing is, I'm not going to dwell on that. It really hit me hard, but I'm not going to dwell on that. I'm going to say, you know what? If I dwell on it, I'm just going to go back to the way I was. So why go backwards when I can go forward? So I say to myself, the only one, I have a saying, and it's on Team DDP, and I've always been saying it, so now I'm following my own quote. I say to myself, the only one who can stop you is yourself.
I like
and,
it.
And the thing is that you are what you do, not what you say.
Hey, I
so
like
you
that
make
too.
Your action, so you make your actions reflect on what on your words. So that's what I do. So I inspire myself, but then I inspire others. I'm trying to get my friend so bad to join Team DDP, and I'm trying to tell her, look at me. It was hard for me to lose all this weight until I did this DDP yoga thing that I don't even have the DVDs. I just follow on YouTube. You can get them on YouTube, and I have the ones that I got on Team DDP. I'm doing that, and that's how I'm losing my weight. I know there's a lot of big people out there. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be blocked behind doors. You don't have to be behind your bed holding a stuck of butter or ice cream or bread, whatever. You're not alone. I thought I was alone. And then when I had seen all these videos, just join Team DDP. I'm going to guarantee you that it's not another we're going to help you. We're going to do this. This is a family atmosphere. When you're Team DDP, you're joining a family. This is you know what? I'm going to call this the Diamond Cutter family. Team DDP, Diamond Cutter family, click. That's what this is. When you're in there for life. We're your friend. We're your family. We're your backup. No matter how hard you think that you've fallen down, oh, I can't do this. You can. You can do this. And just like DDP said, what can you do? Well, look at me. I wanted to see what I can do. I lost all this weight. Now I'm 350 pounds. That's what I can do. I want to go and see how much more I can do. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to be in a bad spot in a couple of weeks, but you know what? I'm not going to let that get me down. Nothing's going to get me down. My mind is already set to go. I'm going to get back up. I'm going to lose this weight. I'm going to get myself a job. I'm going to get myself back into wrestling. Hopefully I get the same spot, which I doubt. But hey, at least I get to do what I want. It's all in a matter of time. believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, I believe in you. So that says good. That has to be good for something. Because if I believe in you, and I know that you can do it, and I don't care who's watching, I don't care who's hating me, you know what? It just gives me more fuel to do this Team DDP yoga. And I love it. I love it. And
I appreciate this. appreciate positive words there, man. Nelson, you have a great night tonight, man. Who's
you
our
too.
Next guy, Robert?
Hey, God bless you.
You too, buddy.
We've got, actually, this one just came in that I haven't queued yet. So who do we have on from the 504 area code?
Oh, hey, this is Pablo.
Hey, Pablo. Where are you from? Hey, where's 504? I know that area code.
Yeah, man, actually, I got to meet you when I was younger. I remember you did some old WCW, I guess, like autograph signings, and I mean, like a picture on my Facebook is classic.
Awesome. How old were you then?
I mean, I was a kid then, man, but I mean, like, it was epic. I remember I actually won some tickets to Nitro. It was exciting. Yeah, I got a picture of you putting me in the diamond cutter. It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I've done that a few times. Well, where's 504? I know that area code. Where's that from?
It's New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. It's an awesome town, man. That's an awesome town. Those people are alive, man. That was one of my favorite crowds to wrestle in front of because that's where I got to drop Scott Hall.
I remember it. It's pretty like a fond memory of my, you know, childhood and whatnot. It's good stuff. So
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate it. Have you gone to DDP Yoga to check out what I'm doing today?
No, man. I mean, we were just checking it out on Twitter, and my buddy Andrew and me were sitting here watching some old DVDs. And
awesome. That's funny. That's funny. Check it out, man. You'll see some. Go to where it says how I overcame my injuries and stuff. That's a pretty inspiring video. It's on the front page. Check it out.
Oh yeah, man. I'm definitely gonna do that. Actually, I have a question. What are your takes on what the WWE is doing right now with the network and whatnot?
I'm excited about that.
So I was wondering if there's a possibility to see DDP back on WWE television.
You know, I went up there to do. I just signed my Legends deal, so I'd say there's a better than 50-50 shot that you'll see that maybe down the line. I think maybe that's what, you know, I've been looking to do my own show for quite a while, and that might be the place to actually do it. One of the things I just went and did was the Legends in the Round, and we did that. They'll be coming up very soon. Maybe it's Legends in the whatever me and Piper are doing. We do two shows. It's on demand, and the second one we did on celebrities is really going to be a great show because me and JR were going at it in a fun way, but still we were both very opinionated on what we were believing on. So it'll make for good TV. Really, I really enjoyed it. But one of the things I did while I was up in WWE, they asked me to go over and talk about the Monday Night Wars. So I went over and I told stories for a couple hours. They're like, oh, God, this is awesome stuff. And I said, so what are you going to do with this? And that's the first time I had heard about the network. I didn't know that Vince was buying his own network. Well, yeah. Vince can. Vince McMahon can, right? And so he told me that they were, you know, starting the new network, and this is one of the shows that they were talking about. You know, these producers were putting together because they got to pitch whoever's in charge just like anybody else does, you know. So they put together this demo reel for the Monday Night Wars. And I said, that's an awesome, that show will get ratings. I said, who are you thinking about having to host that? And he looked at me and he goes, we're hoping it's going to be you and Foley. So,
oh, man,
I just throw that out there in the universe every chance I get, you know, because me and Mick would just, you know, God, both Mr. Chris at Christmas time, it would be crazy on that show. But, it would be good because me and him would have some good banter back and forth. God, me and him used to ride it when I first started, when I first broke in as a wrestler. Mick and I were, you know, both in WCW at the time. So that it would just be good because we love busting each other's chops big time. So we'll see. Hopefully that'll happen, man. Keep tuned. Stay tuned because you know as soon as it happens, I'll be hitting it on Twitter.
Absolutely. Yeah, I will definitely be staying tuned, man.
All right, buddy. Check out my DDP yoga site. Check it out. Fountain of Youth.
I'll check out your website.
All right, buddy. Have a great night. So is that it for callers, Robert?
Pretty much. We've got Eric on the line for the Own Your Life segment.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Hello?
Jerry, are you there?
Hi, DDP.
Yo.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
For my segment, I've actually slipped a little bit, but it's okay. Because I've been doing the workouts about 5 days a week now.
That's awesome.
And I've even tacked on the Red Hot Core at the end of them, like Sparky suggested.
Great.
And as Motown suggested, I've been taking the walks during lunchtime, so I'm walking a mile a day. But my problem is I've gone up in weight.
I'm sure it's not that big a deal if we go back and look what you ate.
Well, I'm gluten-free now. I'm also dairy-free. I'm thinking it's portion control.
It's obviously. If you gained weight, is this over the holidays? Are you weighing yourself weekly or are you weighing yourself monthly?
I'm weighing myself weekly.
Stop.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it's the first thing I tell everybody. Weigh yourself once a month because, first of all, you just came through the holidays.
Yeah.
And you may have had, portion. I mean, you may be. It's hard for me to believe that you're completely wheat-free because it's in everything. Write down everything that you're eating. That's how you rip it apart.
Okay, for example, today I had an egg white omelet with goat cheese and mushrooms.
Awesome.
For lunch I had salad with grilled chicken, sun-dried tomatoes, mushrooms, a balsamic vinaigrette dressing, and bacon bits.
Awesome. I don't like the bacon bits, but go ahead.
And
real bacon. Is that real bacon or is it bacon bits?
It's real bacon.
Oh, that's cool. I don't worry about that.
And, well, dinner is questionable because my wife is Filipina, so I had something called dinuguan, which is it's a pork blood that you put over rice.
Pork blood? Wow.
it sounds more nastier than it is.
That was is it brown rice or is it white rice?
It's white rice.
Get the brown rice.
Okay.
That's the only thing I can really tweak on that. Period. And only because white rice is pretty much starchy and pretty much turns to sugar. But hey, that's awesome. That's an awesome meal. Day no matter what. Now, are you taking snacks in between and all that too?
Yeah, because I'm a popcorn addict. Actually, I didn't do any popcorn today. I had a brown rice rice cake today. And
you're really trying, aren't you? You're working out.
I am. I got on the show first. I said I went down 201. Now I'm 207. I've still gone down, but
where did you start at?
I started at 211.
Okay. And when is this? This month?
That was 6 weeks ago.
Okay. You take pictures?
Yes, I took pictures. Actually, those pictures were old pictures from like when I really first started doing DDP yoga about a year ago. I gained a little bit more weight, so maybe I should take some newer pictures.
I think you should take new pictures every month, no matter what. Start right now. What's your goal? What do you want to get to?
Well,
you don't weigh that much. How tall are you?
I'm about 5'7". Well, I like to tell myself I'm 5'7". I'm really 5'6", probably. And I'm at 207. I want to be down to 155, 160.
Okay. All right, well, let's you, Sparky, you've been working with this guy? You been working with Eric?
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, great, because I know Sparky and I, we email each other every day, basically.
Yeah, we've kind of been batting the ideas back and forth, and since he's been back in, that's why he's been calling into the show, so we're going to keep it going, bro.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much, Sparky. Stacy, do you have any advice on this?
Well, I've always said, you know, I agree that portion control is absolutely critical. And don't weigh yourself once a week. I don't know. I agree with everything that you guys are saying. And keep at it. Just consistency is the key. And sometimes it takes a little time to fine-tune what works for you in terms of eating. But just keep at it.
Okay, okay. Yeah, actually, to be honest with you, it's more like I weigh myself almost every day, just see any changes, which I know is...
That's tough, bro. You got to stop that.
You're torturing yourself.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Okay, all right. I'll give that up you said monthly, right?
I just want to say, you know, weight is a great indicator, but it's not everything. And some of it could be fluid that you're losing, and don't go by that. I mean, what really counts is you doing the workouts every day or, you know, 4 or 5 days a week, whatever you've committed to, and eating clean. And that is just going to help everything, your body, mind, and spirit. And the weight will fall into place. Don't obsess on it.
Okay, and how about vodka? Can I drink vodka? And like...
I can't answer that because I'm not a drinker. I don't really deal with alcohol, so someone else will have to take that.
Okay.
How I feel about that is, you know, I hated writing no alcohol in there, but when I did the new books, it says, I really hate saying this. I put in parentheses, but what do you want? You know, it's like if you just, like, own it, like, keep doing what you're doing, and make sure you cut down your portions because they must be huge. You've gained 6 pounds, okay? They must be huge or going back for seconds and thirds. Cut down your portion. Don't drink water. You heard Nelson say it right before. Really, you know, really smart thing to do is before, cause you want your body to digest the food, so you don't want to really drink while you eat. And this is fine-tuning, but it's so much to do with people's digestion, they don't even realize it, because you have all this natural enzymes that your body breaks down the food. But when you throw water in there, or juice or coffee or whatever, it dilutes it. So I never eat while I'm drink while I'm eating. I always drink like a big glass of water before. And the only time I do actually drink and eat is when I'm drinking wine. And that's only because I want to keep my buzz. So I got nothing against alcohol, but what do you want? I'm not my perfect, not perfect, but I'm as good as it gets at 55. Let's put it like that. So if I want to have, you know, a glass or a bottle of wine, I'm going to do it. But I'm going to also hit the workout. Like today, instead of working out an hour, I worked out for an hour and 22 minutes. Yeah, that's what my clock said. But I finally said, you're a dead man. You know? And I did say that. So, you know, if I was you, I wouldn't be drinking anything until you got to what your goal was, or once a month or whatever, you know, and then because you're not going to get to what you want if you're, you know, obviously if you're gaining weight, you're going gluten and dairy free, no matter what, that weight just falls off people. And just, you know, it just falls off. How old are you, bro?
I'm 35.
Okay, you're the perfect age. It's not like you're 50. Yeah, you know, or you know, your hormones all start changing. That's what people need to grab a hold of, you know. But just keep doing, like I said, Stacy gave off some advice there, so Sparky, just keep doing what you're doing, bro. Just keep
okay, great,
forward.
Thank you.
Cut down your portion control. Cut down your portions and drink water beforehand. I love how Nelson picked up on that. Nelson, I know you're still listening. Send me that address again, okay? Try it one more time. I think it already went out, but I want to make sure. So send that to me again. Stacy, Sparky, you guys have anything to add before we close out?
Yeah, I got something actually. Eric, where do you keep your scale at?
I actually have been starting to use the Wii scale for my system.
Terrible, bro.
It's terrible. Okay, that's not good. But I've been using an electronic one in the bathroom, but every time I step on it, it gives me a different weight.
Now, put it out of sight.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because that's where most people have them, where they see it all the time. Just put it away somewhere so you don't even see it.
Okay. All right, I'll try. No, I'll do it. No problem.
You can do
it,
Eric.
There you go. That's awesome. Way to correct yourself. That's awesome, man. It's all mental, guys.
Yeah.
No, I'll try or I'll do. The whole reason I ever called Arthur... when I sent him that phase three eating plan, and which another thing you might want to try this, Eric, is not mixing your proteins and carbs.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, if you go, you know, at the end of the month and you're still around the same weight, that I know works. You know, so does no wheat and dairy too. But if you're not mixing proteins and carbs, in other words, like that one bit you had where you had the salad, balsamic vinegar, you had the dressing and the chicken, that's food combining. There's no carb in that. Now, if you had that with, you know, some kind of squash and pasta and vegetables, you know, that, like a pink yada pasta, which is really amazing, gluten-free pasta, brown rice pasta, you know, that would be food combining, not mixing protein and carb. That will really help the weight fall off you. That was a big reason why Arthur lost so much so fast, because food combining. Whenever I want to get really lean, I don't mix proteins and carbs. When I'm trying to hold weight, I do, and that's a fact.
Okay.
Thanks again for calling in, buddy.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, man. Thanks for coming by the show. Stacey, do you have anything to add on the way out?
Well, I just wanted to say that tomorrow is a national holiday for me. I don't know, not the rest of the world, but tomorrow's January 5th, and that's the day that I tuned into Oprah and heard about this man named Dallas, and it changed my life. So it's a huge day for me, and I'm going to really do something special. I don't know exactly what, but, you know, it's the day my life changed.
That's awesome, man. Wow, very cool, very cool. Have a great Stacey Day. That's what we're going to call it now. Stacey Day. Carney,
awesome.
Carney inspired you, but Carney couldn't own it. You know, she just did not, you know, she just doesn't have the chutzpah to, like, really own it. And she, you know, continually had problems with weight because she doesn't grab a hold of it. But she did, and she was, and you took that energy that she had.
Yeah,
you know,
she showed me
show.
That it's possible. So it is possible. That's how I want to close out tonight, saying to everybody, it's possible.
Absolutely. How about you, Sparky? Anything enlightening?
That's it, man. Theme, everybody just keep doing it. And, you know, the biggest thing is if you want to make the permanent changes, they're not going to come from temporary choices. Make the change, stick with it. It's a lifestyle.
Awesome. Awesome. Dougie, is Dougie still around or you go to bed?
I think he must have fallen asleep.
as he should be, you know, living in Germany.
Yes.
It's about 4 o'clock in the morning. All right, guys. It's been your pleasure. Thanks for showing up tonight, hanging out. Everyone else, check in me out at RealDDP and at DDP Yoga. You can catch me there. You got questions for me. You got statements. I am actually there. And if it's an educated question, I always answer it. If it's about DDP Yoga, you can guarantee it will get answered. Robert, as always, thanks for putting everything together, brother. Everyone else, have a great weekend. And Stacey, enjoy Stacey Day tomorrow. See ya!
This is DDP, down in Dallas Page, and you're listening to DDP Radio. Radio.